chapter 12. Verse 1. A man planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a pit for the winepress, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and went away on a journey. Verse 2. At harvest time he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. Verse 3. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Verse 4. Then he sent another servant to them. They struck this man on the head and treated him shamefully. Verse 5. He sent still another, and that one they killed. He sent many others. Some of them they beat, others they killed. Verse 6. He had one left to send, a son, whom he loved. He sent him last of all, saying, "They will respect my son." Verse 7. But the tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." Verse 8. So they took him and killed him, and threw him out of the vineyard. Verse 9. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. Verse 10. Haven't you read this scripture? The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. Verse 11. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Verse 15. Why are you trying to trap me? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it. Verse 16. Whose portrait is this? And whose inscription? Verse 17. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. Verse 24. Are you not in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? Verse 25. When the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. Verse 26. Now about the dead rising, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the account of the bush, how God said to him, "I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Verse 27. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are badly mistaken. Verse 29. The most important one is this: "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Verse 30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Verse 31. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Verse 34. You are not far from the kingdom of God. Verse 35. How is it that the teachers of the law say that the Christ is the son of David? Verse 36. David himself, speaking by the Holy Spirit, declared, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet." Verse 37. David himself calls him Lord. How then can he be a son? Verse 38. Watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted in the marketplaces. Verse 39. And have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. Verse 40. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. Such men will be punished most severely. Verse 43. I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. Verse 44. They all gave out of their wealth. But she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on.